couple people who I've known for a while in the federal space said, so how is the partnership going to outdo what it did last year? And I've heard that now in the 4 years that I've been here at the partnership. And quite frankly, it's not the partnership that outdoes what it does the year before. It's really the stories and the work of the people who are being recognized that they may not outdo each other, but they're certainly on par with one another year in and year out. And I think this year was no exception.
Well, and we're so lucky we get to talk to all the finalists. And if starting off just right at the top, Pius Banas won the Federal Employee of the Year medal for just beyond remarkable work. He's a U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service field director down in Haiti. And describe what he did, because it's if there was a dry eye in that house, I don't you must be detached from your feelings or something.
Yeah, Pius, you know, again, in the office there in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, immediately after the earthquake, really helped within a very short period of time to get more than 1,000 children who were on adoption lists, who were trying to be adopted by U.S. citizens out of the country. Many of them suffering from injuries and everything else. So his first attention was not getting them out of the country, but simply seeking medical attention.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the story about him even, you know, working with a medical professional on a young child in the back seat of his truck before getting them to a hospital so that they could be adopted was incredible. And this was, you know, I think what was really interesting about that story is somebody said, actually, your own Amy Morris the next day said to him, so, you know, how in the midst of all this, we heard, you know, after the earthquake in Haiti, some of the stories about individuals or organizations who were trying to simply take people out of the country for adoption later in the process. He basically streamlined and fast. It wasn't something where, okay, somebody's now without parents, somebody's now orphaned. Many of these people were in the process and were waiting in process for months and months. And what he did is expedited that at a time that was absolutely crucial.
He got it done.
To the children and to their new families. He got it done.
Yeah, just really remarkable. The other one that really, really touched me, well, two things. One is retired Admiral Thad Allen was there and got a standing ovation for the, by all accounts, remarkable work that he's done down in the Gulf. What a remarkable person, and thank God, you know, those people, when they're called, he's retired, and they called him back, and he said, yes, I'll do it. So that I found very touching. But he presented the award to Sandra Brooks. She is with the Joint Information Task Force South, and she essentially helped prevent drugs from coming in the country. But the technology they used for drugs, Thad Allen said, they're now using to track oil. Remarkable stuff about using technology in various ways.
Great story all the way around, Chris. And again, I think, you know, Admiral Allen, you know, two things. One, again, you use the word really touched. I think again, you know, everyone felt that way. And here's an individual, when you talk about, you know, best places to work in the federal government was released a few weeks ago. As we talked at the time, again, one of the key drivers of employee satisfaction, something called leadership.
Yeah.
This is a guy that I think everyone in the room would say exudes leadership. As he walked onto the stage, the other interesting thing that he said as he got a standing ovation is he said, this isn't about me.
Yeah. Right.
And I think that's one of the beauties of the SAMMES Awards is here's a guy who, as you said, has repeatedly been called upon in really tough situations to lead this country, has stepped forward, has done that. Here's a guy who said, this isn't about me. This is about the folks that we're honoring. And again, Sandra, I think, is a great case. And what a great, incredible story where they're using technology, again, as you said, using technology to curtail drug trafficking into the country. Submersible submarines, and now they're using it in other cases. I think a great example of also some collaboration across government as well. This isn't, okay, this is something that was developed in one agency and we're going to lock it down and it's only for our use. How do we use this to better all of government, to better all of our lives? That was certainly the story I thought of Sandra Brooks.
Mm. Just absolutely remarkable people. The other people that that we got to have on this show, Susan Solomon, who is with NOAA, has really done cutting edge research in terms of the global warming. Just a remarkable person. The folks from Social Security who allow folks to remotely connect with their benefits out in the West, where you have huge amounts of and people just who couldn't get access to those benefits. I mean, just one after the other, you're just like, oh my goodness, remarkable stories.
Yeah, and one of the things that actually struck me again this year is that one, just the modesty of every one of the award recipients about this was that in their eyes they were doing their job.
Yeah.
That they were doing their job and they were doing it exceptionally well. But the second piece of this was, and this was certainly the case with Pius as well. And again, I was listening to Federal News Radio on Thursday morning on my drive-in, and they had Pius on. And one of the comments that he made was, "This award isn't simply about me; it's about my team."
Yeah.
And to a person, they talked about the others that they worked with. And I think this isn't – the SAMMYs really is a recognition of individual contributions within government, but it's also a recognition that individuals alone can't make it happen. I think every one of this year's winners, every one of the finalists, you know, in talking to them, they talk about – one, this is my job. I'm doing my job, and I love doing my job, by the way. And the second piece of it is – I'm just a piece of a much larger organization and a broader team. And I think that's oftentimes where government really gets a bad rap, which is, okay, so what? You honored 8 people who did extraordinary things. What about the other nearly 2 million people? Well, every one of these people talked about their team and the contributions of their team, and they were fortunate to be working with such talented people.
Yeah.
And I think that's really absolutely phenomenal to see.
But and we often talk about bureaucracy and how Fed's almost more victims of bureaucracy than purveyors of it. And particularly in the case of Pius, well, you go down the list, all these people had to overcome some levels of bureaucracy to get this stuff done. If you ever have one of those days where you just feel, oh my goodness, the it's man against the machine or woman against the machine, listen to these folks and the work that they did, and just go do it, get it done.
And to that point, if any of the listeners have a chance, go to servicetoamericametals.org and listen. All of the videotapes from the winners are up there. But Jeff Baker, one of the winners, actually said, you know what? When somebody tells you it can't be done, they're wrong.
Yeah.
That strikes exactly to that point. Is, you know, in building the largest net zero building, people told him this can't be done.
Right.
It's been done. And as he said, at some point, hopefully in the not-too-distant future, people will look back and say, that was the start of it. But you know what? That's not the biggest place anymore.
Not only the biggest, the largest net-zero energy office building, but out of that proved that it didn't have to be more expensive than building any other kind of building. And on top of that, you have light in the office. What a remarkable concept.
Absolutely.
And we got to say, Partnership for Public Service not resting on their laurels. Nominations now open for 2011, right?
Nominations now open for 2011. That's the other reason to go to servicetoamericametals.org as well. Again, what this program is really designed to do is recognize those individuals, those teams as well, who are making exceptional contributions to government and to the American people. And it's a great way to really, not everybody's going to become a winner, but simply to be nominated is actually a huge, huge accomplishment and means so much to somebody who oftentimes all they hear about is what's wrong with government.
It's one of the reasons why we profile all the finalists, because there is, even if they're not winners, there's remarkable work done across the board.
Absolutely right, Chris. That you know, again, this is being nominated in and of itself is a huge recognition,
yeah.
And something that, again, most federal employees don't get enough of.